The Department of Homeland Security answers to 92 congressional committees and another 27 outside organizations. The Annenberg Public Policy Center says that's a total of 119 different oversight groups. Bob Tobias is director of key executive leadership programs at American University. He says the complicated web of leadership might be a big reason Congress has never passed an authorization bill for that agency. Bob, it's always great to have you on the program. How did we get this many years? A little more than 8 years after the Homeland Security Department was cobbled together out of the 22 components, we have just this mishmash net of oversight that's just I know it's driving them crazy inside the agency.
It is. And here's the irony from my perspective. Here's Congress calling on the executive branch to do more with less, and Congress, in contrast, is doing more with more, because they started out with 88 committees, oversight committees and so forth, and now they're up to 119. Now, how would you like to report to a board of directors with 119 oversight committees? You can imagine how much time it takes to testify, to respond to inquiry, to try to keep them up to date. And, of course, it wouldn't surprise you that often two committees of Congress direct the DHS to go in directly opposite directions.
Shocking. I can't imagine that would happen. I was absolutely certain that all of the committees would have been working harmoniously to make sure that the agency was going in the same direction all the time.
Wrong. What can I tell you?
This is a terrific point, Bob. I just had this very conversation with a pretty high-level, recently former executive at DHS, who was saying that this is the DHS has been able to attribute some of its inefficiencies to the exact thing that you're talking about, with one organization, one committee hammering it for going one direction, and another for complimenting it for doing exactly what the other committee didn't like.
To put this in perspective, think of the Department of Defense that is 10 times larger than the 170,000 DHS. And they report to 38 committees in contrast to the 119 of DHS. Now, the cynic says that Congress refused to reform itself because they saw the opportunity to be dealing with lobbyists who are the source of fundraising.
The key here, it seems to me, Bob, is you got to get somebody, some member of Congress, to say, I will raise my hand and I will give up my jurisdiction. And then you have to get that person to get his or her ranking member to go along with it. That means a bipartisan deal. And I just don't see the prospect of that happening anytime soon.
I don't see it happening either. But one of the problems, I think, about it not happening is the failure to shine this spotlight on the existence of it. And, as I suggest, the hypocrisy of Congress in calling DHS inefficient and ineffective.
You called my attention to a piece by Chuck Brooks in the Federal Times, and he says DHS has to be held accountable on how they spend their money. And talks about a proposal that the Heritage Foundation made. But he does also say, confirm what we're talking about, which is the chart of oversight here is ridiculous. He also cites the 9/11 Commission. And I want to go to that because I've just seen a number of events happening about the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 Commission. Whatever happened to the recommendations that the 9/11 Commission made, Bob?
Congress ignored them when they enacted the legislation. They just, the 9/11 Commission clearly saw the train wreck that would occur without congressional reorganization, and Congress ignored them.
And again, nobody seems to be particularly shocked about why.
No, which is a tragedy from my perspective. The role of Congress is to provide appropriation, authorization, and oversight. and the oversight is not being provided by Congress. It's a mess.
So if I'm a leader inside the Homeland Security Department, and maybe I'm new to the game, I'm just coming into the agency, and I can't imagine somebody who's doing that wouldn't know what he or she was getting him or herself into, but how do you manage through that when you know that this is what you're going to have to live with for the foreseeable future?
I mean, the only way you can do it is you have to take on the job with your eyes wide open and recognize that it's going to sap your time, it's going to sap your energy, and it's going to sap the energy of the people you lead, because they are responding to questions and comments and concerns over and over and over again. I wish I knew how much money is wasted as a result of this process, both in terms of the number of people in Congress, you know, the members and staff, and the amount of money is spent in responding to congressional requests.
And that's there's probably not a way to know that, because getting into that would require the collection of the data from 22 components and the quantification of it. I can't imagine what kind of a task that would be.
It would be huge. But just think about how much it would be. I mean, it's just enormous. And it's all a waste.